Shalom Aleichem, Rabos. I hope all is well. Good Moed, and Moedim Simcha, whichever you prefer. It is today's daf is an Irvin daf Nun Vav, and it is Baruch Hashem Chol Moed Yisrael. So if you hear the noise coming from outside, Baruch Hashem, festivities in the neighborhood are carrying on to a late hour. I do apologize for the outside noise, perhaps interfering a little bit. But I will try to be as loud, and hopefully my windows will hold the noise of the kids screaming and the music playing. We have an interesting daf today, a little bit of astronomy, a lot of geometry, and two areas which I personally do not know well at all. So again, I will apologize in advance if things are not as clear as they should be. But we're here on Nun Hei Amud Beis, towards the bottom, Omar. Rav Huna. Rav Huna starts off with a halacha, not really related to anything we've been discussing yesterday. But he says like this: Kol ir she'ein bo yerek, ein talmid chacham rashi l'darbo. If there's no vegetables or the vegetable supply is poor in a city, talmid chacham is not allowed to live in that city. What in the world does that mean? So if you look at the last Rashi on the Amud, ein talmid chacham, he says l'fisha yerek tov l'maychal v'nilkach bezol. Since vegetables are healthy and they're cheap. Yochel Asik B'Torah. Talmid Chacham is able to appropriately and properly learn Torah. He's not allowed to live in a city where he's going to have to exert himself more than he needs to get his sustenance, right? So if the city has vegetables, so he can, make a minimal parnassa, spend the rest of the time learning Torah, and, keep himself healthy with, the basic necessities without going to the extra, far beyond what he needs to do. Skamar says, "Lamimra de Yerek Ma'alia." Does that tell me that vegetables are healthy? Vatani didn't learn it right. Says Shlosha Marbin says, "Well, three things make a person's has to go to the bathroom, messes up a person's stomach. The kofin as a koma makes him bent over, right? Messes up his posture. Venotlin echad mechamesh meos mimora einav shel adam, and it takes one five hundredth of his eyesight. Ve'eluhin, and these are them. Pas kiver v'shechar chodash." Pas kiber is my bad. That's one thing. Pas kiber is bread that is not fine, that is coarse. Shechar chadash is fresh, new beer. And just to note, back in the day, the Gemara says that back in the day, the beer was not made necessarily of barley, but is usually made out of dates or figs. Viyerek and vegetables. We see the bottom line is the vegetables are not so healthy, apparently, we see. So the Gemara says, no kasha, habitumi vikarti, habishar yarki. No, it says, no kasha. This is referring to tumi and karti's, garlic and leeks, and this is referring to other vegetables, which is healthy and which is not. So Rashi has two deos, as to pose, which of those two options, either the other vegetables or garlic and leeks, which is healthy, which is not. Okay, it's a good take your pick. Kedetanya, like we learned that Raisa, shum yerek krishin, shum yerek, that vegetable, that garlic is a vegetable, is a full vegetable, has the health benefits of a vegetable. Krishin is chatzi yerek, and krishin is again, leeks, is half a vegetable, meaning it's less healthy, but it also is healthy. Nire samchayim, if a person sees a radish, so that person sees the elixir of life, which means something that'll keep him healthy, like some sort of medicine or whatever. Tanya nira tznon nira samavis. Didn't we see the opposite, that radishes will kill you, rachman al-tznon? So kasher kan ba'alin kan be'imahos. No, it depends on what you're talking about. The leaves or the bulbs. So the bulbs are healthy, and the leaves are not. So kan be, or kan be'imos hakama, kan be'imos geshamim. Right, in addition, radishes are healthy in the summer, but they're not healthy. They're not healthy in the winter. I'm not sure which way does that roll. Maybe be a mosachama in the summer. They're good. You often Rashi says shemitzanin in the zaguf because they cool you down. They cool you down. But be mosach geshamim in kushin. But in the winter, they are not so good for you. Okay, fine. If a city is very hilly, has a lot of ups and downs, the animals and the people die in half their years. Yikes. What are you talking about? Half their years, they're going to die? What are you, they really, literally, the hills will kill you? No, the Gemara says, no, it makes you get older than half of your years, meaning a person ages faster by having to go up and down steep inclines. So that will make a person age faster. Ravuna Brezer, Vishua Hani Mulaisa Debei Biri. So the Gemara says exactly this case that Ravuna Brezer of Yeshua said Hani Mulaisa, these roads that are up, that are very steep, Debei Biri, between Biri and Narash, Azkunan, right, made me get old a little bit early, right? He says exactly what we just learned in the Gemara. Okay, Tana Rabban. Turn back to the halachos of Erevin. Now we had said, or Erev Tchumen rather. So we had said that again, we define the boundaries of a city in a square, not a circle, and then you measure the Erev Tchum from that square. So the Gemara says Tana Rabban. Ba Leriva. If a person wants to square out the city, meaning to kind of calculate the square of a city, mirava bribua ola, right? Meaning he can make the square. Meaning if for example, the square is, let's say the city is a circle, and you want to make the square, how do you design it? How do you draw it? How do you figure it out mathematically? So you take the ribua olam, the square of the world, meaning, as Gemara explains right now, nosin tzfona latzafa olam, droma ladroma olam, meaning north, south, east, west. That's how you make the flat sides of the square. And the way you remember this is agala betzafon ve'akrav bedarom. And this has to do with astronomy, that the agala, the calf, i.e. Taurus, the constellation, right? The Gemara talks about the constellations a bit. Here and elsewhere, and that's the, if you need help measuring and figuring out which is the north, so Taurus is in the north, and Vyakrav and Scorpio is in Badarim, is in the south. Rabbi Yossi says, "Meinu yadei l'riva b'rivu shalolam." If Rabbi Yossi, if you don't know how to do that, so then merava k'min hatkufa. Then you can, if you don't know how to use based on the constellations, then you can use based on the seasons. What does that mean? This is again a little bit technical, and I'm not sure I understand it 100%. But if you look at Rashi, merava k'min hatkufa lefi hiluch sivuv achama, according to the path of the sun. Nikar ezu ruach dromas ezu roots, and well, I guess what the Gemara will explain that in a second. So Ketzad, how do you do this? Back in the Gemara, chama yotza biyom aruch v'shokas biyom aruch. You measure by the day that the sun rises on the longest day of the year, and the place, meaning the place where the sun rises on the longest day of the year, and the place where the sun sets on the longest day of the year. So if you measure from that, those two corners, man, apparently the sun, according to the Gemara over here, the sun does not rise in the exact same place on the horizon every single day, depending on when the day is long and if the day is short, so it moves a little bit on the horizon. So you would measure from the point at which it rises on the longest day, and then you would draw a line to the point where it sets on the longest day, and that, v'zeu p'nei tzafon, that's the northernmost part of the square, which you need to kind of figure out the tchum of the city. And again, if you look at the diagrams in one of the Gemaras, so that's actually, it's going to be a rectangle. It's not going to be a square exactly. Okay, chama yotza b'yom katzar v'shokas b'yom katzar, and then for the southern side, right, zeu p'nei darom, for the southern side, you do the exact same thing, but just from the point where the sun rises and sets on the shortest day of the year. Again, that's in the winter. Tkufas Nisan, and again, obviously we're measuring from Eretz Yisrael, you're not measuring from, you know, Australia, or, I don't know, Alaska, or whatever. Okay, so Tkufas Nisan, Utkufas Tishrei, and in terms of that's literally in English called the equinox, in Nisan in the spring, and Tishrei in the fall, so Chama Yotza B'chatzi Mizrach, so the sun apparently rises smack in the middle of the east, V'shokas B'chatzi Marav, and sets smack in the middle of the west, Shinemar Holich El Darom V'sovev El Tzafon, Holich El Darom Bayom, V'sovev El Tzafon Ba'alayla. Okay, it quotes that pasuk over there. That's not the whole pasuk. The pasuk is Holich Adarom Sovev El Tzafon, and then it just explains that Holich Adarom, when does it go during the south? Right, Bayom, during the day. It goes on the southern part of the sky. Right, it obviously sets in the west, but it travels along the south. Sovev El Tzafon Ba'alayla, and it circles around back to the north at night. Sovev Holich Haruach, where it goes around with the direct, and Ruach here doesn't mean wind, it means the directions. Elu Pnei Mizrach Pnei Marav, that's the east and the west. Pamim Mahalchan and Pamim Misavatam. Sometimes it goes over them, and sometimes it goes behind them. And honestly, I don't really totally understand exactly what's going on over here. I'm not sure Like there are some diagrams here, in the Gemara. I guess in any of the helper Gemaras, the art scroll, the Masefta, etc., whatever you're using. Not sure I understand that 100% exactly what it's referring to. But Lamaisa, if you needed to calculate, what it really was trying to say is that an easy way, and if you can't follow and figure out north, south, east, or west, so you would take, apparently they were much more adept at measuring where the sun hits, the horizon or whatever, and you could measure out the square or the rectangle that way. Amr Misharshi, or Misharshi, or Misharshi says, Lesnehu Lahani Kloli. I don't hold of this stuff. Lo yata chama me'olam mikaren mizrach tzifonis v'shaka mikaren marav tzifonis. The sun never, at no point, rises all the way northeast and never sets all the way northwest. For lo yata chama, and it never sets mikaren mizrach tzifonis dromis v'shaka mikaren marav tzifonis, and it never rises in the most southeast and the and it doesn't set in the most southwest, meaning the sun never gets to the measurements or the corners that you're actually looking for. Right? It never actually gets there. Apparently, right? It's just it rises and sets in the same place. He doesn't hold of the shifting of the sun along the horizon, depending on when the sun is rising. Right? He holds that the sun always rises basically in the same place, and therefore you cannot measure it. Okay. Period. Fine. That's at least we'll leave Tchumen behind for a minute, and now we'll go and do a little, astrology and year calculations and stuff like that. Just a couple of pieces of information before we do this Gemara, just to be makdim. Okay. The solar year, according to we're going to see right now, according to Shmuel, is 365 days and it's 365 and 1/4 days, meaning it's 365 days plus 6 hours, right? 6 hours being a fourth of 24. Good. So 365 days and 6 hours. So therefore, the solar year divided by seasons, right? You divide that number by four, you end up with, and the Gemara does the math for you, even though I guess I can figure out a calculator, you end up with 91 days and 7.5 hours. That's how long a season is. Okay? The first season ever, right? When did Kosh Baruch create the sun and the moon? So the Gemara assumes that it began on a Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on an even day. Again, when at the equinox, right, the day is, let's just use a classic day, right? We hold a show, Sumanios, when calculating days. So if we say, for example, the third hour into the day, that's not always at a specific time. That's depending on sunrise and sunset and how long the hours of the day is. But at the equinoxes, it's a perfect day. It's 6 a.m. sunrise and 6 p.m. sunset. So therefore, there are 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So when we say that the first season began, it was Wednesday night at 6 p.m., right? And at nightfall, and Kosh Baruch Hu created, right? My celebration has created the sun, moon, stars, etc., etc. Okay, and one more thing that I should mention, but we'll get to in a minute, not right away, but we'll get to, is that there are seven constellations, really seven heavenly bodies, that the Gemara assumes, attributes to each hour of the day, but it goes in a cycle, meaning it starts off, I'm not sure, I forget exactly where it starts off, but let's say there's the first hour of the day, for example, is the moon's hour, then there's Mercury's hour, then there's Jupiter's hour, then there's Mars's hour, okay, either way, there's seven of these, and they rotate constantly. So the Gemara is going to say at the end, for example, that it comes out in Jupiter's hour. So just so that you should know what that means, that's what we're referring to. Okay, either way, let's dive into this, see if we can make some sense of it, see if I can say it over. Okay. We are, Mishar Shio, right, just got rid of this, he said he didn't like it. Fine, Amar Shmuel. Yeah, with me in the line, in the skinny lines, about 5-6 lines up. Ein tkufas nisan nofeles ela ba'arba rive hayom o betchilas hayom o betchilas halayla o bechetzi hayom o bechetzi halayla. Okay. The Tkufa of Nisan, the equinox in Nisan, only falls at one of 4 points of the day, evenly between the beginning of the day, i.e. 6 hours, the beginning of the night, that's 6 p.m., Chetzi Hayom, 12 p.m., or Chetzi Halayla, at midnight. And again, because if you're telling me that you know, the seasons are 91 and 7.5 hours. So the equinox, let's say, and it began at Wednesday night at 6 p.m. So add, if the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours, so the equinox is going to hit on an even point, right? Either 6 a.m., 12 p.m., 6 p.m., or 12 a.m. Yeah. Okay. The ein tkufas tamuz nofelas ela oba achas omechza oba shevo omechza bein bayom bein belayla. The summer, not the equinox, but I think that it's called the solstice, will only fall then either 1.5 or 7.5 hours into the day, or meaning bein bayom bein belayla, whether it's day or night, because again, when you're adding 7.5 hours. Right, so that's 6, 7.5 hours, starting from, let's say, 6 p.m. will get you, or from noon, for example. If you add another season, that will get you 1.5 hours later. Right, just do the math. It's either 1.5 or 7.5 hours later, depending on whether you start at 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. or 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. Vel tkuvas Tishrei nofeles, the Tishrei, the meaning the fall equinox, falls out in el shalosh shows obetisha shows bein bayom bein balayla. Again, just adding another 7.5 hours, that will fall at 3 or 9 hours into the day or night, depending on again where you started. Vein tkufas tevis nofeles ela oba arvel mechta oba eser mechta. Again, add another 7.5 hours, and then you're going to get bein bayom bein balayla, whether it's day or night. Again, depending on where you started. Just again, you keep on adding 7.5 hours, and these are the numbers of the times of the tkufos, when they're going to fall out. The ein bein tkufa tkufa ela tish, and this is the math we started with originally. Probably the Gemara probably should have mentioned this straight away. The ein bein tkufa tkufa ela tish and the echad yom v'sheva shos umerza. Right, and again, each season is 91 days and 7.5 hours. The ein tkufa mosheches mecharuta ela chatzis shah. So it turns out that each season takes only half an hour from each of the hours of that I mentioned before. Again, we said there are 7 heavenly bodies that get an hour. So if there are 7 of them, yeah, and each season is something plus 7.5 hours, so it's going to only grab half an hour of the next, right? Each season is only going to take with it half an hour of the next hour. Okay, Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Ein lecha tkufas Nisan shenofels b'tzedek," and the spring equinox never falls during Jupiter's hour. When she'ena meshaveres is elanos, meaning we should say better that if it falls out during Jupiter's hour, that will have some sort of calamity, some sort of problem in the world, right? The trees are going to break and fall, and there'll be hurricanes, I guess, or whatever it is. Ein lecha tkufas tevis shenofels b'tzedek she'ena meyabeshes is Ezraim. If the winter solstice, I would get confused whether it's solstice or equinox, but the solstices are in the summer and the winter, and the equinoxes are in the spring and the fall, I think. Either way, we're describing pretty much the same phenomenon. So the winter solstice is going to, if it falls out during Jupiter, it's going to dry out the seeds that are planted in the ground, Rahman Slan. And that's only if the new moon had the molid during either the hour or of Jupiter, the Tzedek, or Belavana, or the hour of the moon. Okay, that's the astronomy lesson for today. I hope it was somewhat clear. Now, if you were tired of that, now we get on to some geometry, which I can't decide which I hate more, to be totally honest. But let's see. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're back to Eruv Tchumen. Again, we had said that when you set up the Tchumah of the city, so yeah, we take we do square off the city, even if the city is circular. So you do gain, right, the extra corners, and we'll see some math about that as well. And the Tchum as well, we also make in a square. So we don't just, you know, go a circle from the square city. We have the city, we square off the city, and then we make the Tchum square as well. So the Gemara here is going to calculate the amount of space you gain in the corners. So let's get into it. So Tanur Rabbanan, we said it's like this. Hamarbeya, I'm not sure. Hamarbeya, let's take that one. Hamarbeya Sa'ir, If someone squares off a city, osa osa kemin tavla muberes, you make it like a square, okay, square tablet. V'chozur umrab or marbea es a tchumim, and you can also make the tchum squared off, right? That's what, as we just mentioned. The osa osa kemin tavla murbas, fine. V'kshul modid, and when you measure the tchum, the square, lo yimnud me emtza keren al payim ama. You don't measure 2,000 from the corner, right? Because then you're going to lose the corners, like we said. You gain the corners, but you gain extra space in the corners. Ella, maybe tell them about you, Alpayim Ama. Well, you take a square that's 2,000 by 2,000, Umanicha Bekeren Be'achlasona, and you take it and you place it in the diagonal, meaning like this. If you can imagine again, if you have a diagram, that's the best, but if you don't, if you can imagine, you have a square in the middle, right? You have a square city. So if you go north, east, west, and south, right, from any point along the northern, eastern, western, southern border, so you will also get four squares, right? One to the north, one to the east, one to the south, one to the west. Right? You can also get four squares. Again, if from any point along the north, whatever border it is, 2,000 amos out, if you draw it out, you'll get four squares. So says the Gemara, you also put four additional squares of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos in the corners, right, to square off the entire tchum. Okay? So therefore, the city is a square and the tchum is a square. And each individual, you'll end up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Eight squares of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos around the square city. Okay? Nimtzei Sa'ir, Mistakeres, so you see the city, Mistakeres, from Lashon Schar, it profits and gets Arba Meos Amos Lakan, Verba Meos Amos Lakan. You get 400 Amos in each, right? Meaning from here and there, meaning in each corner, meaning, what's it called? Right, because if the, well, we'll see exactly in a second, we'll see that the corner from this, if you have a circular city, we'll see the Gemara will explain in a second. In a circular city, if you have a 1,000 Amma city, well, I guess a 2,000 Amma city, rather, from side to side, and you squared off, so you end up getting 400 Ammas. I'm not sure of the math there. I assume that's something to do with pi or whatever. Again, math, not my strong suit. But if you have a 2,000 amos circle and you square it off, the distance from the edge of the circle, the 2,000 amos, the edge of the circle to the end of the corner of the square is 400 amos. Okay, and then nintzu tchumim mistakrin shmona meos ama lakan v'shmona meos amos lakan, and therefore from the corner of that squared city to the edge of the square of the tchum is an extra 800 amos. Meaning the tchum, for example, if you draw a circle around the city in every direction, 2,000 amos from every point in the city, it would be a circle of 2,000 amos. But then when you square that off, you get up to 2,800 amos, and therefore you're gaining 800 amos. You're gaining, well, I guess the Gemara says, v'nitzu hayir tchumim mistakrin elef umatayim lakan ve'elef umatayim lakan, and therefore you see that you get, what's the amount of extra space that you get from the edge of the city? You get an extra 1,200 amos in each direction, towards each corner. Okay, Abaye says, and just to explain, Mishkachas Lavamasa, the Havi Trey Alfe Al Trey Alfe. And again, just as I said before, that's only if the the diameter of the city is 2,000 amos across. That's the math. But meaning, obviously, depending on what the city is, so then you can just extend the math and transport it to whatever situation you need. Okay. Tanya Blinder Bryson. Now, we had mentioned before that the Ari Levia, there were 42 Ari Levia, really 48, right? I think it was 6 Ari Miklat, that the Leviim got in Eretz Yisrael. And they also got some space outside the city. The city says, the Pasuk says that they got 1,000 amos of Migrash, which is a field, which they left barren. And they also got, and then they got 2,000 amos, but of 1,000 amos, of those 2,000 amos was a migrash, was an open field. So Tanya Lender Brysa. Am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Ari Leviim Alpayim Amos, right? The outside of the city of Ari Leviim was 2,000 amos. Tse Mehem Elef Amos Migrash, again, 1,000 amos open area. Nimtzer Midrash Migrash Revia. Right? So you find out that the open space was a fourth of the area outside the city. Now, obviously, if you're saying 1,000 out of 2,000 is not a fourth, so don't worry, the Gemara will pick up on that right away. Vashar saw this crumbum and the rest of them they could use to plant, and they put vineyards and whatever it is. So Gemara says, Menon Emili, where'd you get that from? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Damakar, the Pasuk says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amos oviv. From the walls and out, you got 1,000 amos. Amar Torah, sibev es ha'ir be'elef. Meaning, put around the city with 1,000 amos. So the Gemara says, one second, Nimtza Migrash Revia, Pagahavi, right? 1,000 out of 2,000 is a half, not a fourth. So Amarava, Bar Ada Mishocha, Bar Ada, who was the measurer, right? The guy who, Rashi says, the guy who set up Tchums, Asberli, he explained to me like this. Mishkachla Damasa, you find this case, but the city, they have you Trey Alfe, a Trey Alfe. Again, city is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Okay, like we said before, so if you do, well, let's say, tchum kamahavai, so how much is the tchum? So, shitzar, it's 16 million square amos. How do you do that math? So again, this, if you remember, the city is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, so each tchum square, again, if you had 8 squares, we mentioned before, you have 8 2,000 amos squares, surrounding a city that is a square of 2,000 amos. So 8 squares of 2,000 amos each, they're 2,000 by 2,000. So how does that work? They're 2,000, each square is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, and there are 4 of them directly opposite the 4 directions, the 4 the north, east, south, and west of the city. Those are 4 squares. And then, that's the 16 million squares, because, again, that's 4,000 times 4,000 is 16 million. Kronos kamahavion shitzar. And the corners, again, we said we add 4 2,000 by 2,000 amos corners around the city. So that's another 16 million square amos. So, again, so that's 32 square million square amos. Dal timnia the tchumin, take out the 8 million square amos of the tchum, that's open area, again that's the 1,000 on each side, right, we need 1,000 from each, so the arba, the chronos, and 4 million from the corners, the kamahavi, so how much is that, the open space, that's tracer, that's 12 million, so the Gemara says, nitsa migra shrivia, so that's not 1/4 either, right, tve mitlosim, if you have 32 million square amos, and the open space, as we just said, is 12 million amos, so that's more than a third. So the Gemara says, I see arba damasa sadi alayu. So you say, yeah, in economy, but take 4 million square amos of the city and add them, meaning it's the entire area, right? You forgot to add the 2,000 by 2,000 amos city, right? The entire area is 36 million amos. So therefore, 12 out of 36 is a fourth. No. Gemara says, Akati Tilsahami, so that's still a third. So Gemara says, you're right. They're not talking about a city that's squared off at all. Bigula Kamar, we're talking about a city that is circular and is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Kamam Ruba Yesara, Igul, how much bigger is the city when you square it off, as opposed to actually, it's a circle, but now you're going to square it off. So how much space do you gain? Revia, you get 1/4. So therefore, Dal Revia Minahu, so therefore, take 1/4 away from the area of the open space. Again, we said the open space was 12 million amos, but if you take away the extra space that we just gave the city, right, that's 1/4. So now you're down to 9 million square amos. So that's Pasha Lutisha, Vetisha, Mitlas and Vishisa, Rivahavi. And that's how you get that the 9 million square amos out of the 36 million total square amos, that's 1/4, and that's how we got to that calculation. Now we're going to have a couple more answers before we get to the Mishnah on Zion, as to how you understand the calculations there. But that's enough for today. My brain is exhausted. I hope I was somewhat clear and helped you try to understand that Gemara. But that's certainly, as Chazal say, it definitely requires Chazara. And maybe a different brain, one who's used to math and astrology and whatever. But either way, Baruch Hashem, right? That's our job. That's the Chazal said. They asked the story about Rav Chaim, They asked him whether you should learn these Gemaras. I think, I forget what's Sefer, maybe Chashuk Echemed or something. One of the Sfarim that is quoted often of the more recent Gedolim. So I forget which Sefer it was, but I think they asked Rav Chaim and they asked Rav Eliashiv, right, whether you should learn these Gemaras. Again, it's astrology. What is it? It's not really. So they said, yes, definitely you should learn it. It's difficult. Yeah, okay, so the first time you learn it, so it's going to be rough. But the 10th time and the 20th time you learn it, so by then you keep on getting different levels of understanding. So we should all be zochah to understand this Gemara like we understand, I don't know, Daf Beis and Brachos. Have a great day or night, and a good moed, and a moedin l'simcha, and a chag sameach, wherever you are listening to this.